Welcome to the My Retirement Clarity Podcast, where our goal is simple: to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. The team at J.L. Perkins Wealth Management does this by helping good people make great decisions so they can enjoy an amazing retirement. And now, here's your host and financial advisor, Lee Perkins.
Hey there, thank you so much for tuning in to the My Retirement Clarity Podcast. You know, we've been doing this show, I guess, for maybe a little bit over 3 years now, and I always enjoy doing it, and really just to try to provide some value to the listeners when it comes to, you know, your money, your finances, and of course the most valuable resource that you have, which is your time. So we really appreciate you being here today. So recently I did a podcast where I shared a couple of stories, really of two different clients, two ladies who lost their spouses unexpectedly a few years ago. And I talked about how each of them dealt with it and how it was more of a somber show. And I think anytime we're discussing death and the aftermath of that, it can be pretty sad. So today I wanted to share another client story that I think is much more positive in nature. Hopefully it'll be a little, you know, a little more inspiring. So hopefully you can relate to some of the challenges that this client faced and how she overcame the things that she was facing. So again, Ben George, my co-host, challenged me to, and we talked through this. He said, why don't you share a story of somebody who's been a client for a long time, but early on when they became a client, they weren't really sure that things were going to work out for them. Maybe, you know, they trusted you, but they didn't really know if what you were telling them was going to come to fruition. I was like, yeah, this should be fun. Believe it or not, I have people cry in our office not fairly regularly, but it's more common than you would think. But not because they're sad about something or something that I have to show them is maybe that dreadful, but it's because when they realize that they can actually retire and not just retire and do nothing, but they can retire and actually do some things that they never thought possible. They get emotional sometimes. And so it's really a great feeling for me as the advisor to be able to point people in the right direction and knowing that I can help them out. So today I'll talk a little bit about a client, and I met her maybe 13 or 14 years ago. She was 43 at the time, and she had actually come to a federal benefits training workshop that I did. She told me she just didn't think she was ever going to be able to retire. Her situation was just a little bit overwhelming and just everything she was facing. But I looked at it and I said, it's definitely possible. Now, it was going to happen one way or another for her current job because she had a mandatory retirement age at 56. But she was just under the assumption, and she was living her life as if she was going to be forced out from that job, and then she was going to have to go get another job. So we met several times, you know, back then, and her situation wasn't great. She had aging parents. Her marriage wasn't great. It was a little bit stressful. A couple of kids still at home, and they had a good bit of debt. And she was, understandably, she was overwhelmed. So I think what she did, she just let the circumstances cloud her vision of what could be. And so that's where I was able to kind of lend some clarity there. She just let all the things that were sort of stacked against her in her mind sort of paralyze her, and she was just stuck. She couldn't move forward. So what we did was sort of help her compartmentalize things. And I told her, we can't fix everything at one time. There's no possible way to do that. But we've got to tackle things in stages, and we got to do it in the right order. So she agreed, and the first thing that we did for her was really just simple budget planning. We had to dig in and find out exactly where the money was going every month, and this was not an easy thing for her. It was a very uncomfortable exercise, but we laid out a strategy to systematically get that debt out of her life. Now, early on, she was tempted by debt consolidation, even asked me if she should file bankruptcy and just start over. And I had to talk her out of this. I was like, no, you're not close to that. But she wanted a quick fix. I think her situation called for something other than a quick fix. Because if she just filed bankruptcy or did a consolidation loan or something like that, those things didn't address the real issue, which was overspending in that household. So, you know, if she were just able to wipe out the debt and not learn how to change her behavior, I'm pretty confident she'd be right back in the same place 2 or 3 years later, because I've actually seen that happen before several times in the past. So we did it the right way, and we helped her get out of debt. It wasn't quick. It took some time. But after about 3.5 or 4 years of grinding and sacrificing, she was debt-free with the exception of her house. And so at this point, things were really starting to click for her. You know, she was like, hey, maybe this is a possibility. Maybe I can retire at 56 and I'm not going to have to get another job. So once her debt was gone, then we had to address her savings plan for retirement. She was always super focused on how that 401k was allocated. I can't tell you how many emails she sent me of a screenshot of her current allocation asking me if I thought she needed to change the investments. And so before I met with her, she was changing things almost monthly, and she was just simply chasing returns. She was listening to coworkers and listening to folks in chat rooms that work for this big company, how they were investing and how they were moving money around to try to get returns. And I think at one time she even subscribed to some service from somebody for a guy who was going to give her the changes he was going to make into his accounts at the same time. So you can sort of mirror his trade, so to speak. And it was a crazy thing to do, not a sound strategy. And it took me some time really to convince her that moving the money around all the time was not the answer to her problems, because she would zig, then the market would zag, and then she'd hear a rumor about the economy, move the money to cash, and then, of course, the market would go up, and then she'd get back in after markets had increased. And, you know, she was just doing what I see a lot of people do every day, and they chase returns and listen to the news of the day. But after, I think, about 25 or 30 times of me telling her to just leave that allocation alone, she finally got the picture. Hey folks, Lee Perkins here. I wanted to tell you about our brand new book called Next Phase: How to Retire in a Year or Less Without Regrets. It's all about helping you prepare for the next phase of your life, whatever that looks like for you. So, if you're ready to make the most of your next phase, or if you're already retired and aren't sure you're doing all you can to get the most out of your retirement, then you'll want a copy of this book. All you have to do is text Next Phase to 478-475-2050, and we'll send you a copy right away. You can also access additional resources and register for one of our upcoming workshops at our website, www.myretirementclarity.com. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show. After her debt was paid off, I was able to convince her of the importance of an emergency fund. Now, she'd never really had a real emergency fund, nothing more than a couple thousand dollars. And so that's how they wound up in a lot of credit card debt. So over a period of a few months, she wound up fully funding an emergency fund. And then I had her fund a second savings account. And I always encourage everybody to do this. And I call this second savings account a trip or stuff fund. So separate from your emergency fund. And so this is the account that you take money from when you want something. So, you know, a new couch or a bathroom remodel or a vehicle, those are not emergencies. So you should plan for those things and put that money in a separate savings account. So she did this as well. So again, she's checking the boxes of the things that we tried to get her to do. So then the next step was we had to do a little bit of catching up with her 401k. And now, because she had a better handle on her expenses, she was able to put more into that 401k loan. Eventually, she maxed out her contributions. And by the time, once she was 50, she was also able to do some of the catch-up contribution. Not the full catch-up contribution, but more than what most people wind up doing. So really at this point, she was rolling and really starting to feel the momentum. Retirement accounts growing, and she's like, man, this is actually going to happen. I talked to her, did a Zoom meeting, and she cried. She's like, you're telling me this is going to happen? And I'm like, yes. And she was just so grateful and so thankful. But then about a year out from her mandatory retirement date, we had a conversation and she told me she's just really, really worried that this thing's going to work. The doubts started to creep in again, and we had to have a couple of more meetings where I could show her things in the planning software and sort of prove to her how I just felt like she was going to be fine. Again, it took a couple of meetings for this, but finally she said, "Lee, I'm just going to trust you. You've been honest with me the whole time, and things have worked." And I said, "Yes, you got to trust the process." And so when it came time to retire, she did so. And I can tell you now, she's been retired maybe 2 years. She is as happy as she can possibly be. She's not going back to work because she's fine from a money standpoint. Now, she may at some point take a part-time job just to have something to do to fill the time, but she doesn't need the money. From a money standpoint, she's fine. And now every single time we talk, she always apologizes for doubting me during that process. But she told me recently that she remembers during that very first set of planning meetings, like 13 years ago when she was, you know, early 40s, that when I told her that if she could pull this off if she just stuck to the plan, and she's like, "I remember you telling me that." And of course she did, and she's now reaping the benefits of years of hard work, not only at her job, but really several years of disciplined planning that we sort of put her on that track years ago. So she's super thankful, and at this point has become one of our greatest advocates. She sends people our way all the time. Now, everybody doesn't follow through the way that she did. Some people fall off the wagon and revert back to old habits. But I'm telling you, if you stay disciplined and work the plan, as long as it's a good plan, you can wind up with a very successful outcome like this client did. So anyway, I hope this story has been helpful. Again, maybe you can relate to some of the challenges that she faced and some of the things that she had to do to get past them. So if you're facing similar challenges or maybe even different challenges than the ones that we talked about here on the show today for this client, and you'd like for our team to help you, man, we'd be happy to have a conversation with you. And that's how we start everybody out. It's just a phone call, no strings attached. And you can book that phone call by going to the website, www.talkwithjlp.com. And you can grab a 15-minute spot on my calendar, and I'll be glad to talk to you about your particular situation. So that's it for today. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Hey there, Lee Perkins here. If you're like a lot of folks, you've been listening to this podcast for a long time now, but I've got an important question for you. Have you implemented any of the ideas that we've discussed on the show? If you haven't, what are you waiting on? You know you're not getting any younger. So here's my challenge. Don't just consume the content. Our number one goal for this podcast is to help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement. So if you're ready to implement, take that first step today and visit www.talkwithjlp.com and schedule a 15-minute phone call with one of our advisors. It will help you close the gap between what you know and what you implement so you can enjoy the next phase of your life. Now is your time. Don't procrastinate any longer.
Investment advisory services are offered by J.L. Perkins Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor and insurance agency. Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Always consult with a qualified tax, legal, or investment professional before taking any action.